Hi, this is Tony Funeka, Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Nisha Pabu, the director at RFID Africa. Nisha, thank you very much for your time and chatting to me today.
Thank you, Tony. It's an absolute pleasure.
Great. RFID, obviously a reinsurance broker looking after the South African continent. And so we're going to start off with just asking you to introduce yourself a little bit and tell us what you do at RFID and where do you come from?
Okay. Well, I am a founding director of RFID Africa, which was opened on the 1st of October 2016. My expertise lies in treaty broking, and my background is in analytics. So I technically combine the two to structure and place reinsurance treaties for our clients. I'm also involved in the more strategic part of the business and expansion, business development as well.
Okay, great.
Lee wrote us an article recently that we published in Cover, in which he mentions a couple of roles of the broker and where the reinsurance broker actually add value. Obviously, starting with protecting the insurer's balance sheet, but he also mentioned that reinsurance substitute for capital, catastrophe protection, large loss mitigation, reducing volatility, and then creating stability across earnings for stakeholders. And lastly, he mentioned assisting with meeting regulatory requirements. That is quite a broad role. How do you go about meeting that requirements?
I think there is a common misconception that a broker's role is quite easy. But as you mentioned, there are several facets to it. And I think primarily what we need to do is understand our clients. So first step is to understand our clients' objectives and what they hope to achieve or what their priorities are. Because in some cases, it is difficult to achieve every single one of those objectives. Once we understand what it is that is most important to them, we can then work or structure the reinsurance around that.
Obviously, Africa is quite a large continent, very diverse from a regulatory as well as an economic and a social perspective, etc. How do you manage the expertise? How do you tap into knowledge to be able to advise across all that diversity in Africa?
I guess with our team within South Africa, we have different expertise in the sense of I have the actuarial background. Lee's been a broker across the world, Singapore, London, New York. So there's a lot of experience that comes with it. We're also backed up by our UK head office, and there we have a very diverse set of skill sets. So we've got people there that we can turn to for advice, and people who have traveled into Africa and worked within the African continent for several years, since 1982, in fact. So there is a lot of experience there that we can depend on in making sure our clients achieve the best results.
Lastly, Nisha, Lee mentioned in the article that there's a renewed interest in reinsurance across the continent. In terms of the role that you play and the advice that you give, etc., do you find that there is an uptake in insurers taking to that and tapping into your expertise?
Yes, definitely. I think there is a definite lack of experience if you go further north into Africa, and our clients are very dependent on training and education, and they are sort of creating a deeper understanding of reinsurance and the role reinsurance brokers play. So we have a lot of clients that do take up that offer.
Thanks so much for your time, Nisha, and good luck with adding value to the African insurance industry, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thanks, Tony. Look forward to speaking to you too.